Lawmakers in the Vermont House have decided some school districts in the state need more time to comply with a merger mandate. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the House has left a fast-approaching deadline in place for other school districts.
Legislation passed in 2015 gave school districts until July of this year to merge into larger governance entities. Supporters of the law, called Act 46, said district consolidation would streamline operations, reduce costs, and increase educational opportunities for students. But about 50 Vermont school districts have struggled to make the transition. And on Thursday afternoon, House lawmakers granted a year-long reprieve to about half of them. Shelburne Representative Kate Webb chairs the House Committee on Education.
We looked at trying to differentiate those communities that may well be ready to go to merge by July in 2019, and those that truly do need more time.
Webb's committee drafted an amendment this week that keeps the merger deadline in place for towns that have put together merger plans but had them rejected by local voters. On the House floor Thursday, the ranking member on the House Education Committee, Peter Conlin, laid out their situation.
And while they were not able to get their articles of agreement approved by the voters, they were still well on the path to meeting the July 1st, 2019 deadline.
For towns that have not yet put together a merger plan for voters to weigh in on, the amendment postpones the merger deadline by 1 year.
This was essentially a pragmatic decision. No matter your opinion of how these districts got to where they are, the fact is that meeting that July 1st, 2019 deadline will be very difficult.
The amendment passed by a wide margin on Thursday, but critics like Enosburg Representative Felicia Leffler say it does little to address the plight of districts that now have fewer than 5 months to orchestrate a successful merger.
And takes punitive action upon the towns and voters that expressed with their votes, sometimes unanimously and repetitively, that the merger plan presented to them was not acceptable.
Lawmakers in Leffler's camp gained a high-profile ally in the governor's office this week. Governor Phil Scott now says he supports postponing the deadline for all unmerged districts.
I do think that they need a little bit more time. I don't know if it's a year. I don't know if it's 6 months. But I think it's appropriate for those who are being forced at this point in time to give extra additional time for them to contemplate the future.
Whether any districts get that delay is still up in the air. Language passed by the House Thursday still needs approval in the Senate, where several key lawmakers have expressed skepticism. But the courts could have ultimate say over the fate of the unmerged districts. About 30 districts filed suit late last year, challenging the state's authority to force them to merge. That case is still pending. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.